This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A recent report from the Washington Post looked into the disturbing trend of veterans dying by suicide at VA campuses. Those are facilities run by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. KERA's mental health reporter Saida Hassan is with me now to talk about this and how one North Texas veterans group is responding. Saida, first off, how widespread is this phenomenon?
The report found that from October 2017 to November of last year, 19 suicides have occurred on VA campuses. The VA says 7 of those took place in parking lots. The Post shared one compelling story of Justin Miller. He was a Marine who died by suicide in the parking lot of a VA hospital in Minneapolis. Miller suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and suicidal thoughts, and he spent 4 days in the hospital's mental health unit before he died. The VA says it did not track the number of on-campus suicides before 2017, but we know that veterans are at a higher risk. A 2018 VA report found that veterans were 1.5 times as likely to die by suicide compared to the rest of the population. And the rate in Texas was not much different from the national figures. In 2016, Texas saw 530 veteran suicides.
What's the significance of these specific locations, these VA facilities?
All of these individual cases are complex and nuanced, but experts have raised concerns that this choice of location is a show of protest against a system that's meant to help veterans. I talked with Charlene Johns. She's with the Veterans Resource Center in Dallas, and they work to help veterans navigate civilian life, find housing, and navigate the VA system. Johns says this choice of location sends a message.
Those are angry statements and frustrated statements. And unfortunately, there is no going back from that.
The Trump administration has said that preventing veteran suicides is a top priority. President Trump signed an executive order last year to help veterans returning from active duty transition to civilian life. It allows all veterans to get mental health care during their first year after military service.
So what's the Veterans Resource Center doing to try to prevent suicides?
The group has a program called Stop One. It teaches people how to identify warning signs and how to talk to a veteran who's experiencing mental health challenges. Johns, who directs the Stop One program, says that the focus should be on helping individual people.
Our goal is to saturate the community and people surrounding veterans, caregivers, employers, and neighbors, to where they can identify when a veteran is going into a crisis mode, and also to provide them the information that's readily accessible, but many people just aren't aware of.
John says building that strong network of support around veterans is one of the most effective strategies.
I'm curious, what can the average person do to try and help?
One thing you can do is educate yourself on how to respond to someone who's struggling and how to really engage with them. The Veterans Resource Center offers mental health first aid classes, and the idea there is that anyone can learn how to step in and help in a crisis situation until the professionals arrive. John says they're not trying to turn people into armchair psychologists, but she says it's important to check in if you're concerned someone might be thinking about harming themselves.
Even though someone might say, hey, no, I'm fine, the next step would be, hey, well, let's spend some time together. Hey, you want to go grab a coffee, or I'm going to a movie tonight. You want to go? Come on and come with me, and get that person out and engaged.
And Justin, even though we're talking about the veteran population, John says these strategies can be effective for helping anyone who may be struggling.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA News. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.